lovely to get the opportunity to talk to people of Amona, and we love and we enjoy all of that. But to record breakers in particular.
Record breakers. We have a high calibre of listenership, and we have a high calibre of guests here on The Big Breakfast Blah. And there is none higher than brothers Decky and Art Swift from Tramore. Decky aged 11, Art aged 9, and they are not one but two record breaking brothers, as they proved on Saturday in their swim across Tramore Bay. And I believe the two brothers and their lovely mum Maeve are joining us on the line this morning.
Good morning
Maeve and everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
That's a happy bunch. Maeve, we might go to you first if that's okay. Set the scene here for me. Obviously, the two boys are big swimmers. They love the water. Yourself and Jim, their dad, would be very much of a similar vein. How did this come about?
Hey, morning. Well, I really appreciate that you throw me and Jim into the same category there.
Well, they're all adventurers, really, in my book. You know what I mean? Just mad in a good way.
Mad in a good way. I like it. Well, to be honest, it's something the boys always wanted to do. They knew that Jim had done it. They knew other people had done it. And they both had swum from the Guillemine to the Ladies Slip a couple of years ago. So they were used to swimming longer distances, and they both swim with Splatter and Sharks in Tramore, actually, the swimming club. So they have a lot of swimming training under their belt. You know, they swim between 3 and 7 hours a week kind of there. So a big shout out to their coaches, Rachel, Shay and Jerry, for giving them all the skills and the practice. So it just came about that, to be honest, they've been talking about doing it all summer, and the weather was just right on Sunday. Jim was looking out the window with binoculars, will it, won't it? To be fair, he did all the logistical end of it. I just turned up with sausages and croissants at the finish line.
Very important, Maeve, very important.
Well, I thought so. To be fair, the weather was so good, they actually weren't that cold coming out. But that was it. They just decided they wanted to do it. The weather came right, and Jim organised himself and his dad to go over with kayaks over to the Sawlines and then Brownstown, and they brought a paddleboard in case the lads needed to get out and they could hop onto those safely. Then they went, I might let the lads tell you the rest, because I'll be honest, I wasn't there. Decky.
I love, well, you were sorting out the sausages.
Well, exactly.
Decky. I actually know your name from my own daughter, because she would have said your name to me years ago. Willow would have been in your school. You're in the Gaelic school in Tramore, aren't you, Decky?
Yeah, I am.
Good man. Decky, you did something so extraordinary, and you actually tried to do this 2 years ago, am I right?
Yeah, I did. I went over to Brownstown Head with my dad 2 years ago. It got really cold, so I hopped out around halfway. Afterwards, he found out there's a bit of chop, like, pushing against me.
But you said, this time I'm going to tackle it again. What kind of a time did you do this massive swim in? And where did you start and where did you finish, Decky?
So we started in the Sardines, and then our granddad, Big Decky, and our dad, they kayaked over. We were just on the paddleboards. We were doing nothing. They just kayaked over to Brownstown Head. And we started at 12 o'clock exactly, and then I finished in at 1:20, and then Art finished at 1:30.
Wow. And were you looking back now to check on Art, or were you just doing your own thing, Decky?
I was doing my own thing.
And looking forward to the sausages. Did you know about the sausages at this stage?
No, actually, because my dad told me that nobody was going to be there, because our uncle Brian and his son Dylan, they were off doing a basketball thing in Kilkenny, and our Owen Joni, she had a bad back, and Gaga had no, and our granny Gaga, she had no car.
God, they all had excuses.
But then we got there, and like everybody was there, so we were I was a bit shocked, but I was happy to find they were all there.
So let's reverse for a minute now. We have Gaga and we've Big Decky. Am I right?
Yeah. Gaga's real name is Joe, and it's just our older cousin couldn't pronounce Granny right.
I like this. I think I like Gaga and Big Decky. Decky, is Art there by any chance?
Yeah.
Art, come on over to the phone to me for a second.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Another record breaker.
Another record breaker. Art, tell me, you had a bit of an unexpected adventure with a jellyfish, am I right?
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was just swimming along, and then I felt this big, massive sting on my arm, and then I looked back, and there was a big, massive jellyfish.
Oh!
Oh! What? Tell me, come here, you can be honest with me. It's only you and me here. Did you go to the toilet on your arm afterwards to get rid of the jellyfish sting, or how did you get rid of it, Art?
No.
We didn't. Okay, that's the proper answer. Maybe that's the proper answer.
You just took it on the nose.
You just took it on the nose and had those sausages. Yeah. Art, did you get tired at all? Because you're a record breaker. It's a huge swim. The water is not exactly like the bath. You know, it was a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Were you tired?
Yeah.
Was it the arms? Was it the legs? Was it the whole lot of you? Which was it, Art?
It was my shoulders, because I had a 5-foot wetsuit and it was really stiff.
Ah, I'd say you were delighted to get that off you when it was all over, were you?
Yeah.
And come here, when you finished up and everything, were there people waiting there to clap and take pictures and everything, or was there absolutely no one there except the sausages?
There's loads of people there.
Ah, I thought that might happen, all right.
Well, do you know what? This is an amazing achievement. Whether you're 9, 11 or whatever age, mm-hmm. it's an amazing achievement for somebody to do this. And you must be very, I'd say your mum and dad must be very proud of you. Everybody's really proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Maeve, how do you, because obviously you're used to Jim making the headlines. And of course, for anyone who's not aware, all you have to do is Google Jim Swift Tramore and you can see that he successfully became the first person to circumnavigate Ireland paddling a surfboard with his hands. I mean, you're an extraordinary family collectively. You must be so proud of the two boys to achieve this record break, both of them to do it across Tramore Bay.
Oh, totally. Oh, look, to be honest, I'm so proud of them. Yeah, but it's not easy. I mean, obviously it's not easy, but even to have the mindset to do it, mm-hmm. Again, it clearly doesn't come from me. I would much there. Would you not have it?
Now, is the same dedication there, Maeve, to the Eoghlú Obrawalia? Is it a case of when that's due, they'll go upstairs and get it done, or is there a bit more dedication to the swimming?
Gosh. I could throw that out to the table there now, but I'm not sure if the answers would be 100% honest. You can't love everything.
Exactly. You can't.
And let's say we're getting there. And to show the resolve to work in the conditions they did and for as long as they did and do it in record-breaking form, I tell you, that shows stability.
We are so, so proud of the two boys representing the Daisha so proudly, representing Tramore so proudly. Lads, from all of us here in WLR, you should be very proud of you. We're proud of you and well done.
Yeah, well done is right. Can we lastly ask you, did you have a massive breakfast that morning?
No. Because they didn't want to get stitched in the middle of the...
Of course.
They know what they're doing, Ollie. They do. It's not their first rodeo. They know what
sure
they're at.
It is not, or their first swim. Anyways, lads, listen, so well done to everybody. So all the Swift clan and further afield.
Absolutely. And if you
record
missed,
breakers.
If you're just jumping on to us this morning and you're wondering what on earth we're talking about, but you like the sound of it, I'll be podcasting this back on WLORFM.com or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can listen to them all in full.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
God bless everybody. Thanks for taking the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.